I have a question for you. If someone handed you, well, let's just say $6.24 billion, how tough would it be for you to find ways to spend that money? Pretty fast, huh? Well, New Jersey wants to be the exception to that rule, apparently, at least through Governor Murphy. Gave that figure $6.24 billion because that's what the state received through the U.S. Department of Treasury State Fiscal Recovery Funds. How much do you think has been spent out of that money? Only $1.1 billion. This is according to a report from the state auditor. Now, the governor did put qualifications on how he would want the money to be spent. He wants to focus on long-term projects. And the money has to be spent by 2026, by the way, or else the government, the federal government, can reclaim it. So out of that $1.1 billion, how's that been spent so far? Well, let's see, the largest amount, $471.8 million, that went to eviction and homelessness prevention. Okay. Let's see, $123.1 million, that went to emergency assistance grants for small businesses. Good one there. Other uses are coronavirus, fiscal recovery fund, county jails, improvements for child care facilities. We're going good here. How about $15 million for World Cup and Meadowlands facilities? Now, on a more local basis, $37.5 million went to the Cooper Health System that's in Camden for emergency preparedness improvements. Another $6.25 million to the Camden County Municipal Utilities Authority. And this one they might have wanted to gloss over a little bit, but tough to hide when you take COVID funds to the tune of $500,000 and spend it on new SUVs for state employees. How about $40 million for a transgender information hub? And how about this one? They want to take $12 million from the fund to build an actual physical New Jersey Hall of Fame, because there is none. Oh, I know they do the nominations every year and the inductions, but there's no hall to put the fame in. So they want to use the COVID funds to the tune of $12 million to do that. Now, if you turn and ask the Republicans in the State House what should be done with at least some of the pandemic relief funds, well, they're suggesting using it to re-tank and refill the unemployment insurance fund so that $1 billion of cumulative payroll tax increases won't hit the employers in New Jersey. Give you a background on this. Department of Labor has said that New Jersey employers, which could be you if you own a business, you're going to be hit with a massive $700 million payroll tax increase. This will be on July 1st of this year to help replenish the unemployment insurance fund. And that follows a $300 million increase that took effect just about a year ago. So that pushes the total payroll tax increase borne by employers to over $1 billion. So why can't the Murphy administration dedicate or repurpose some of that unspent $5 billion of pandemic relief funds to prevent this from happening to businesses? Another tax increase. I mean, how much more unfriendly for businesses can New Jersey be? What's the goal here?